everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Bizarre stuff about the woman who killed her boyfriend, her baby daughter, and herself in that rampage Monday morning. An astrology influencer disturbed by the eclipse. And she posted quite a bit on social media recently, and the LA Times just published some of it. We'll continue coming up. But first, another story that we're actively covering is Kate Sanchez. She's a California State Assemblywoman, Republican, and she's from Mission Viejo. She had a bill that would deport illegal alien fentanyl dealers because right now in California, they have sanctuary state protection. So her bill would strip those protections, right? If you're an illegal alien fentanyl dealer, then California law enforcement will help the feds deport the fentanyl dealer. The Assembly Public Safety Committee voted it down 4-2 with one cowardly abstention. Let's get Kate Sanchez on here. Kate.
I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Probably most people don't know that an illegal alien felon who's convicted of selling fentanyl would have any kind of protections, that he wouldn't be deported immediately, if not right after he completed his sentence. But why don't you explain what the world really is?
Unfortunately, and I hate to have to report this, but honestly, I would say as our government and as part of the reason why I ran, one of our primary roles is to safeguard our people, our communities. And yesterday it was blatantly evident that, again, Sacramento Democrats, they failed to do their job, and they sided with illegal felons and those that are trafficking fentanyl across our borders.
They know that fentanyl's killed 100,000 people in this country and thousands of young people. We've had a number of parents come on our show and talk about how their son or daughter died of fentanyl poisoning. They know it's coming through the Mexican drug cartels over the border. If we catch these criminals, they want to keep them here? They want them to continue living here and dealing fentanyl and killing more teenagers. What is going on here? What am I missing?
You know, honestly, it almost seems like we're in a twilight zone. I mean, honestly, the committee's actions yesterday, you have to ask yourself, are you going to be on the side of public safety? Are you going to be the side of our children? Are you going to be the side of defending undocumented criminals? And I continue to see this over and over again. They are on the side. I gave them that choice. You saw that clip yesterday. I gave them the choice. Side with our communities, our hurting communities. This is a crisis. Or side with undocumented criminals. And they continue to show their true colors. And it's disgusting. And so angering. I can't even tell you.
Did they publicly discuss this at all?
Absolutely not. They do this all behind closed doors. They keep us out of any full, robust discussions. And again, like you saw yesterday, they tried to make this anti-immigrant. And I can't tell you, as a Hispanic female, it couldn't be farther from the truth. I just want our communities and our borders safe.
Most immigrants do not want fentanyl dealers staying in the country so that they can keep selling fentanyl to kill people. There's nobody for that. There's absolutely no constituency.
No, they're so out of touch. And this is part of a bigger conversation we can have soon. But I tell you, it is so angering. And this just fuels the fire to stay engaged and stay alerting the public as to what's going on up here.
Did you talk to any of these people privately? I just want to mention their names. And I'm going to give out their phone numbers coming up in a few minutes again. Kevin McCarthy, Eloise Gomez-Reyes, Philip Ting, Stephanie Wynn, who abstained cowardly, Lori Wilson, Rick Chavez-Zabur. Do you talk to these people privately behind closed doors and say, what the hell? What are you doing?
You know, I wish they'd give us that opportunity. Unfortunately, no. And we've seen this behavior out of public safety where they want to take away Republicans' opportunity to even, I asked for a reconsideration yesterday. Let me bring this up again. Let's bring this back and have another discussion. And immediately it was shot down. So it's not even allowed to be reconsidered. That's what we're dealing with.
There is no private discussion. Nobody sits down with you and has a coffee or a lunch or something and says, look, here's why we can't do this. Here's the changes we'd have to make. Nothing. It's just like, no, get out of here. Basically, you're a danger to society for suggesting this.
You are correct. And honestly, that just means we need to get louder, stay with their feet to the fire and hold them accountable, because this is what happens when they shut out the majority of Californians from having discussions with them. This is so out of touch, and it's so angering.
I can't imagine how frustrating it is. Now, how long have you been in the assembly?
This is my second year.
First
term.
Yeah, and so what's it been like? I mean, is your whole experience like this?
Unfortunately, it has been quite frustrating, and I think we saw a previous bill earlier this year, AB 2031, which would have actually expanded illegal immigrants that have been convicted of felonies, more opportunity to stay here. And this is part of just an overarching theme with Sacramento Democrats.
Who wants illegal alien criminals? Why do we want to import illegal alien criminals?
Why are taxpayers paying for that? And unfortunately, we're seeing this overarching theme. And unless we have good citizens that are willing to come up here and fight and raise awareness, they'll continue to get by with doing this. It's unacceptable. And that's what I've been committed to doing, exposing them for what they are.
Well, Kate, thank you for doing this. We're going to stay on this story. We're not going to let this die, okay? We're going to stay on top of this, and we'll talk with you again.
Thank you for having me on. Take care.
Kate Sanchez, Assemblywoman from Mission Viejo. I cannot imagine a Republican or a Democrat or an Independent or a Martian listening to this and not saying, oh, come on, what the hell? Yeah, illegal alien fentanyl dealers, let's get them deported after their prison time. Stop it. Do we have to debate this? What, there's another side to this? All right, I'm going to give you, what am I going to do here? All right, let me take a break. When I come back, I'm going to give you their names again and their phone numbers again. And you should call their offices up and tell them how sick and twisted this is. You know, be civil. But this is just outrageous. This is the Assembly Public Safety Committee. And these are far, far left progressives who don't even want to deport illegal alien fentanyl dealers when the dealers are the reason we've got 100,000 dead in this country. What? What? I mean, why not just make it legal for, drug cartel members to walk up to our kids and shoot them in the head dead? Why not legalize that? Unbelievable. All right, so I'm going to give you the phone numbers coming up and their names.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up soon, we're going to get back into the woman who went berserk yesterday and killed her boyfriend and then killed her baby daughter by throwing her out of the car on the 405 and then killed herself by smashing her car into a tree in Redondo Beach. She apparently was unnerved by the solar eclipse that we experienced. I'm not making that up. Excuse me. Okay, so during the break, what I did hear is I got the phone numbers for these. It's actually six assembly people, six of them. One, two, three, four, five that voted no, and one that abstained. And hold on a second here. Let's drop something. All right, five no's, one abstention. And what they voted no on was a bill that would have taken away sanctuary state protections for, get this, illegal alien fentanyl dealers. Let's say you have an illegal alien fentanyl dealer, a member of one of the Mexican drug cartels, who is busy dealing fentanyl in California and gets caught and convicted. And Assemblywoman Kate Sanchez had a bill said, we should deport these people. We should deport illegal alien fentanyl dealers for obvious reasons. Do I have to make a case for this? And the Assembly Public Safety Committee voted it down 5-2 with one abstention, which is a no vote too. She was a Democrat. There was a story yesterday about how a lot of Democrats abstain if they think a no vote or even a yes vote could cause political problems at home. But what they do is they chicken out. But we had five no votes and one abstention. I'm going to read, if you're ready, get a pen. I'm going to give you the five phone numbers. And the numbers I have here are their district offices, which they hardly ever get calls at the district offices. So leave a message. Again, you know, don't be abusive. Be civil. But let them know what you think that these assembly people don't want to deport illegal alien fentanyl dealers. Do I have to keep repeating that the fentanyl kills 100,000 people a year and thousands of teenagers, adolescents? I mean, how many moms and dads have we had on the air who lost their kids to fentanyl? It's really horrible. Okay, so here's the name. I'm just going to give you one phone number. This is not going to be complicated. The chairman is a real weasel, Kevin McCarthy. Not McCarthy, McCarthy. McCarty. He voted no. He's from Sacramento. Here's his number, 916-324-4676. 916-324-4676. Okay, second no vote, Eloise Gomez-Reyes from San Bernardino. Okay, here's a local. Here's KFI territory. Her number is 909-381-4100. Excuse me. 909-381-4100. What are you people doing in San Bernardino? She doesn't want to deport illegal alien fentanyl dealers. Eloise Gomez-Reyes, 909-381-4100. Here's another local from L.A., Rick Chavez Zabur. Nobody has two names anymore. Zabur, Z-B-U-R. He's from L.A., 323-436-5184. 323-436-5184. Call him up. Call Lori Wilson up. She voted no. From Northern California, 707-438-7359. 707-438-7359. Philip Ting from San Francisco. Ting. 415-557-2312. 415-557-2312. Call him up and then call the coward up from Elk Grove up in Northern California, Stephanie Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, 916-670-7888. 916-670-7888. They should be called repeatedly. They are dangerous to have them in office. They're absolutely dangerous to have in office. They do not want to deport illegal alien fentanyl dealers. This is not debatable. This is unconscionable. You would think, did you think that wasn't already the case? Like, if you heard a news story about an illegal alien caught, convicted of fentanyl dealer, sentenced to whatever in prison, you probably think, oh, that guy's going to get deported. No, he actually has special protection. He has special sanctuary state protections. This is Gavin Newsom's California. Isn't it unbelievable and infuriating? A guy is selling fentanyl and killing teenagers, and he cannot be deported if he's here illegally. I mean, total destruction of everything. Total destruction of the legal system, the immigration system, our political system, complete destruction. Now, how many more years can we do this? How many more? You see how much degradation has happened, like in the past 5-10 years, right? You see how much more can happen? Nope. It's overwhelming. Okay. When we come back, there is more to that story that I started before Heather's 3 o'clock news. And this is the breaking news from the LA Times. The mother who pushed her kids from the car, killed her partner, and then killed herself. All that drama yesterday. Well, looks like she was spooked by the eclipse. For real. Yes. Now I'll go through the whole story coming up.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Let's get back to Danielle Johnson here. Danielle Johnson was the woman who stabbed her boyfriend to death in an apartment in Woodland Hills, threw her 8-month-old baby and 9-year-old daughter out of her moving car on the 405. The baby died. And then Danielle Johnson killed herself by crashing her car into a tree on PCH in Redondo Beach. That was Monday morning. And now the LA Times has found a lot of her posts on social media. And she had an alternate identity, Danielle Ayoka. And she was an astrology influencer and a divine healer. And here's a sampling of the stuff she wrote. Wake up, wake up. The apocalypse is here. Everyone who has ears, listen. Your time to choose what you believe is now. If you believe a new world is possible for the people, retweet now. There's power in choice. There's power in choice. Repost to make the choice for the collective. She was anticipating the eclipse. And the eclipse was disturbing her deeply. It was making her crazy. And they think that is what triggered her rampage. She was also a R&B recording artist. Online, she would offer self-help and healing sessions as an astrologer. She would charge for this. There's no clear motive, so they think the eclipse may have been a factor in the killings because of what she was writing. She had 100,000 followers on X, even though she would write a lot of terrible things about Jewish people. She wrote about a speech. It's a fake speech. It's debunked that Ben Franklin gave a speech about how Jewish people depreciated societies. She also posted a video about Jews promoting pedophilia in the entertainment industry. She had crazy stuff about COVID-19. Of course, because she had 100,000 followers and she believed in all this wacky astrology nonsense, some websites, like media sites, posted glowing reviews of her clairvoyance skills because she was dead on. Describing the zodiac sign and guiding people to wellness through detailed moon rituals. There's a whole freaking industry of people who actually believe this nonsense. She had a brilliant gift of calling out the nonsense of any sun sign in need of real truths. I don't even know what that means. Coming from a rich lineage of indigenous shaman and medicine women, Danielle's spiritual gifts began to blossom. She began detailing her tutelage with her personal healer in 2011 after beginning her own healing journey. This is her website. She offered aura cleansing for $2.99. If you were a member, $1.99. So you could get your aura cleansed. You could get healed for $150 a month for 5 months. I don't know what she was healing. She said, this series of healings will be life-changing for anyone who's struggled with confidence, second-guessing themselves, and not feeling good enough. She called herself Ayoka. She recorded and released songs via online streaming services. Here's what she actually did. They have more details on the murders. Danielle Johnson stabbed her boyfriend in the heart as he was on the couch. And then she tried to drag his bloody body out of the apartment, but gave up at some point and then dragged his body back into the kitchen. This guy's name was Jalen Allen Cheney. So she left bloody footprints in the corridor outside, and she then fled the apartment with her two daughters, 8 months and 9 years old. One of them saw the murder. Then she rammed a gate with her car on the way out. Then at 4:30 in the morning, she was near the Howard Hughes exit going on the 405 North, and she shoved her older daughter out of the car with the infant in the girl's arms. And The 9-year-old lost control of the baby, and the baby was killed. Then a half hour later, she crashed her Porsche Cayenne into a tree going more than 100 miles an hour on the Pacific Coast Highway. And they think it's because the eclipse was coming. That her brain got all... Well, I mean, she'd been posting all sorts of hocus-pocus nonsense for years. I mean, seriously, I remember as a kid thinking people... I thought when I was a kid that people into astrology, like all this would die out eventually. This was some remnant of ancient mystical times that obviously is nonsense, right? The more science we all understood, the more people would... It's amazing the power it has over a lot of feeble minds. It's just... I mean, I've read stories this week as the eclipse was coming about how it used to make people crazy, like society's crazy. You know, wars would break out. They do human sacrifices and animal sacrifices, and I guess this is a version of it. Now, I want to play for you a clip from Sheila Jackson. She's a Democratic representative from Texas. And she was trying to explain, I guess, the eclipse and some astronomy to students. This is Sheila Jackson Lee. You'll hear she gets really confused because she tells the kids that the moon is a planet mostly made up of gases. So play this clip, cut two.
And the sun went in a direction, and then the earth. Now, those provide unique light and energy. So that you have the energy of the moon at night, and sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle.
Stop a second. She's explaining this to kids. This is a U.S. Congresswoman. Seriously. How many nuts are in public office? Play some more.
Which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that?
Moon made up of gases.
The sun is a mighty powerful heat that is almost impossible to go near the sun.
Almost impossible.
The moon is more manageable. And you will see in a moment, or not a moment, you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon. With human beings. Anybody heard of that?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I know there's some humorously saying so, but we are working now in the Artemis project to take human beings, astronauts, to land on the moon. I don't think we've been on the moon in the last 50 years, so we will be landing on the moon. What you will see today will be the closest distance that the moon has ever been in the last 20 years.
No.
Which means that's why they will shut the light down.
What?
Because they will be close to the earth.
No.
Which is an amazing experience. And what we are supposed to experience, and I'm hoping we can, complete darkness.
What?
That everything will be shut out. Now, we don't have any animals around here to be able to, maybe we'll hear some dogs barking. How they are impacted. But you will be able to tell because there'll be complete darkness.
Mm.
You have the legitimate glasses, do you not? All right, we want to make sure that no one tries to be cute and look up without anything on their eyes. Please don't think that's a joke because we will be walking you out of here and we'll be holding your arm to get you out of here because you won't be able to walk yourself out. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is very serious.
No, you'll go blind.
So what you're here for is to see the complete darkness. When I blow the whistle, we're all going out on the field to be able to experience, get your own little spot.
These kids have a certified mental patient leading them. She announces that the moon is a planet that's mostly made up of gases, that it's closer than it's been in 20 years, that the sun is almost impassable. Holy moly. But majorities elect this woman to be in Congress. All right. Let's see. When we come back, Joe Biden, it looks like he's considering an executive order to shut down the asylum seekers at the border. That's the story. It's an exclusive story from Axios. We'll talk about that. We have a clip to play. He went on Spanish television to talk about this.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Biden obviously has three huge issues that are dragging down his popularity. I don't know if he can fix any of them. Well, you know, one of them is his age. Can't do anything about that. In fact, looks like I'm seeing headlines. We don't have the clip yet. Maybe we'll play it tomorrow. He apparently was unsure what century he's living in. He thought he was living in the 20th century and eventually corrected himself to the 21st. So he's got the age. He's got the inflation problem, which went up in March. And, you know, people are paying 35 to 50% more for food. Too late now to fix that. Already screwed that up. And then he's got the immigration issue, which, you know, he could shut the border on a dime if he wants to. The president has the power to do that. And he undid all of Trump's executive orders. He issued 9 of his own executive orders, Biden did. And that the border flew wide open. And everybody is seeking asylum. And most of them have no business claiming asylum, but they get in anyway. And then they don't have to show up at a hearing for 6, 7, 8 years. Well, he's according to Axios, he did an interview on Univision too, and you'll hear a clip. Enrique Acevedo asking Biden if he's considering an executive order to deal with the border, and what Axios says it could be, you know, shutting down the asylum channel. All right, let's play this clip here.
Have you made a final decision on taking executive order? In terms of what you want to do at the border, that includes the power to shut down the border, as it was suggested.
Well, it suggested that. We're examining whether or not I have that power.
You do.
I would have that power under the legislation when the border has over 500,000
people.
You
already have the power.
5,000 people a day trying to cross the border because you can't manage it. Slow it up. There's no guarantee that I have that power all by myself
without
legislation. And some suggested I should just go ahead and try it. And if I get shut down by the court, I get shut down by the court. But we're trying to work through that right now.
Yeah. He's got massive executive power. That's why Trump was able to largely shut down the border. And he had the power to undo it, and he undid it. And now he could have the power to re-implement Trump's executive orders or come up with his own version of them. He absolutely does. They just had a philosophy that they wanted everybody to come in, no questions asked, and change the nature of the country. That's what they wanted to do, and they succeeded at it. It's not incompetence. It's actually a job well done from their point of view. Conway's here.
Hey, now, we've got ABC News reporter Alex Stone coming on to talk about Boeing. There's a whistleblower that says these planes could fall apart. I think it's the whistleblower that's still alive. There's two whistleblowers.
Yeah, one of them
killed himself.
He got Epstein'd.
Something happened to him. And then the typos were corrected at the Lakers Kobe Bryant statue. That's a cool deal, right? The four typos.
How many idiots at the Lakers must have seen that statue?
Somebody saw it.
And lots of people must have seen it, right? They must have, hey, come here. The Kobe statue's in. Everybody comes around and is looking at it.
The most egregious one was the misspelling of the word right under how it was correctly spelled, and then right under it was misspelled.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So he didn't have to go pick up a dictionary. He could just look like an inch above where he was. Anyway, so we'll talk about that. And then we also have rain coming in this weekend. It's going to be freezing and raining. You know, it's going to be 88 degrees tonight, almost 90 in the valley today and tomorrow. And then it's going to be like 59 and freezing and raining on Saturday. Who can put up with that?
I guess this is our summer.
Who can put up with it?
3 days in April.
Yeah. And then Waymo, that's out in your area. Waymo, the driverless vehicles. Would you take one of those?
No.
Why not? You're always complaining that the drivers stink. Now they don't stink.
The drivers stink?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
They don't stink.
I just like to drive myself. I don't trust drivers. I don't trust technology.
You know that Waymo is seriously thinking about putting fake body odor in their cars to make people to make
make them comfortable.
Make more comfortable, yeah. Isn't that wild? That's a true story.
Can he choose the fragrance?
I think so, yeah. You can choose the fragrance. We'll leave it at fragrance. And then thieves nabbed the $300,000 in stolen Legos. You know my stolen Legos you have to pull out of there to get $300,000? $300,000. Although some of those Lego sets are, you know, a couple hundred bucks. When you go Christmas shopping for the kids, you're like, sure. What? $400 for what? Statue of Liberty? Get the hell out of here. And then a couple of ding-dongs, then Mo Kelly.
Okay. Conway's next. Crozier is Let's the news. Roll. Live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.